बने रहिए और इस मुश्किल घड़ी में हमारा साथ दीजिए। दिल की आवाज सुनिए और दिल खोल के ज़कात और अत्याचार दें।
For donations and more information, please visit indushospital.ca or call us on 647-914-7070.
Thank you, all our doctors.
Thank you, all our nurses.
Thank you, all our paramedics.
Thank you, all our police force.
Thank you, all our frontline workers.
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मोहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बागरुनिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज। और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल, जय गुरु दत्ता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम, गुड आफ्टरनून एंड वेलकम, वेलकम इंडीड टू शबनम रेडियो। आई एम योर होस्ट रशीद अजीज, कीपिंग यू कंपनी राइट अंटिल 3 o'clock टुडे ऑन दिस ब्यूटीफुल ब्यूटीफुल सैटरडे। We've been waiting for weather like this, and I tell you, what a gorgeous day it's turning out to be. We're hoping we can make it even better with the music and the company we have in store for you on today's program. Coming up on today's program, we have Ramadan reminders to share with you, compliment our friends at Sheikh Halal Farms. Also, one of my guests will be the president of the Toronto and Region Islamic Congress, Brother Haroon Salamat. And today, the Sunnatul Jamaat will be sponsoring a short message on today's program. This and much more coming up on Shabnam.
तेरी झील सी आंखें, इनमें न जाने कहां खो गया है मेरा दिल।
फोन नंबर टू रीच मी 416-620-1778। आई वांट टू सी हू इज लिसनिंग फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग, गिव मी अ क्विक कॉल 416-620-1778।
इनमें न जाने कहां खो गया है मेरा दिल।
Thank you.
तेरा मेरी आंखों में, रूप है तेरा मेरी आंखों में,
खुशबू है तेरी मेरी सांसों में,
चेहरे को ऐसे चूमे जुल्फे तुम्हारी, जैसे के लहरों से मिल जाए कोई साहिल।
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host Richard Aziz.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
D&D Mufflers have been serving our community for many years with great work and dedicated service. Drop by and visit with them if you need exhaust or muffler repairs, from tailpipe to having the complete exhaust system replaced. D&D Muffler, 15 Crockford Boulevard, Unit No. 4 in Scarborough, Warden and Lawrence, 416-755-7470. The management and staff of D&D Muffler would like to say thank you to all the frontline workers for their sacrifice, dedication and hard work during these difficult times. D&D Muffler, 416-755-7470.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parker, La Parker. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time.
fresh shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate with the park and you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Le Parkin, Le Parkin.
Visit leparkin.com.
Hey, and Le Parkin open as usual for business. And of course, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the years you've been supporting them. Le Parkin, shipping and money transfer. Welcome to Jean and the gang. Shalini, are you there today? And our good friend Davey, Joyce and Ricky and the guys at the back, we can't forget them now. Well, here's a nice one coming to you from Authentic Trini Cuisine. Sandra and Amit would like to dedicate this one to all our listeners. And it's a Jameer Hussein. Hope you enjoy this one.
Padarak se parda uthata hai Muhammad ka jalwa dekhata hai Muhammad ka jalwa dekhata hai Padarak se parda uthata hai Muhammad ka jalwa
Extend a warm welcome and assalamu alaikum to Sister Hajra. That's Bibi's mom. If you remember, the sister, the auntie who had lost her daughter Farida a few weeks ago. Well, she got one of the Quran radios and she'd been enjoying it and she just called her advice. So thank you very much for calling, mom. That's Mommy Hajra. Assalamu alaikum. Kamal Hamid and the gang, how you doing? Wayne Siwa and our friends out in New York, Queens. Always a pleasure having you in our company. Hope you're enjoying the program so far. For those of you just joining us, welcome. Sita Ram, Satri Akal, Jai Guru Datta, Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum, everybody. And right now we're heading into a segment sponsored by the Sunnatul Jamaat. The Sunnatul Jamaat located at 347 Danforth Road. Telephone number to reach them, 416-690-2298. That's 416-690-2298. And remember, to make your donation, you can call them. Someone is at the masjid, 416-690-2298. Also, we want to say thank you to D&D Muffler for supporting this segment. They are close friends with the Sunnatul Jamaat. We want to say thank you to the management and staff of D&D Muffler. They are located at 15 Crockford Boulevard, unit number 4 in Scarborough. Telephone number to reach them, 416-755-7470. 416-755-7470. So all that little, you know, knocking and loud noise you might be hearing in the back, sometimes it's not the mother-in-law, you know, it could be the exhaust, right? So check them out. Once again, I want to welcome Shazim and the gang of the Sunnatul Jamaat by the Sheriff and the hardworking volunteers. They remain to keep the masjid open, but not for the general public. But of course, they are there making sure everything, the lights continue to stay on. And the few people, I think three or five people regularly come and they read their salah and they call their azan and everything right there. So again, thank you for doing all that you do at the Sunnatul Jamaat. And you know, it's a lonely time and a time where everybody is missing the congregation and the gathering of family and friends, especially for this holy and blessed month of Ramadan. Well, here is a short reminder during this month, compliments our friends at the Sunnatul Jamaat.
Ya Rajai, Ya Rajai.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as you know, the night of decree known as Laylatul Qadr is to be looked for within the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, more likely within the odd nights from amongst the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, more likely to be within the second half, which means we would look at the 27th as well as the 29th. But this does not mean that it is not from the 21st onwards. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this night. A very powerful question asked by Aisha radiallahu anha to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to know this because we need to understand and realize the power of this eve. I'm sure we all know the verses of the Quran that were read this evening in Salatul Witr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this night of decree is better than 1,000 months. So this is why we need to realize and understand the command of Allah is sent down on this night. The instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sent down on this night. If we were to look at that particular surah, open its meaning and read it, we will come to understand this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked a question. Do you see, if I see the night of decree, what dua should I read? What prayer should I make? What supplication should I make? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded in a hadith which is muttafaq alayh, completely simple. He says, say, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. As simple as that. If we achieve forgiveness on this night, subhanallah. The hadith says, man qama laylatal qadr imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stands the night in ibadah, the night of Laylatul Qadr, believing and with conviction and expecting a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his previous sins are wiped out. So this is the night of decree. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. I see there are messages doing their rounds saying, read this 70 times and 7 times and do this 20 times and 7,000 and 70,000 angels will be sent to do this and that. All that is fabricated. Remember one thing, we should not become excited by fabrications. We should be from amongst those who know what is solid, and we should know at the same time, continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open your doors. And remember, the simplest acts of worship, sometimes they are the most powerful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us on this night. So we may read our Quran, we may engage in salah, we may do as much as we can voluntarily. But at the same time, do not forget to engage in the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, constantly calling out Allah throughout this night, Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Ameen. May Allah forgive us this eve, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness the eve. The sad reality, and I need to mention this, is we all think the 27th is the night. It may not have been the 27th this year, it may be, it may not be. We need to look for and search for this particular night. And this is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, so that we do not become from amongst those who worship Allah one night and the rest of the nights we forget Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good. Ya Allah, you are the greatest. We rely on you. We cannot blink our eyes without you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have you as our Rabb, Ya Allah. You made us, you created us. We are trying our best to follow you, Ya Allah. Forgive us on this night. Ya Allah, accept every letter that we have read. Accept every fast that we have kept, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and our children, Ya Allah. Protect our wives and husbands, Ya Allah. Protect our children, our offspring, our brothers, our sisters, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah. Grant us good health and grant us barakah and blessings in everything you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to bless us, Ya Allah. We promise that we will turn towards you, Ya Allah. We will never turn away from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this be a day when you are happy with us. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands. We've completed the Quran, Ya Allah. We've engaged in acts of worship, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with a beautiful month, Ya Allah. We promise, Ya Allah, we will leave our bad ways and habits. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will never return to our bad ways and habits, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah, on this day. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us goodness on this day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to cure us from all the sicknesses we have, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ill in this community, Ya Allah. Those we know about, those we don't know about, grant them cure through your miracle, Ya Allah. You are the owner of cure, Ya Allah. And cure us all of the diseases we may have that we may know, we may not know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant rahmah and mercy to all those who have gone away, who have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. And help us, Ya Allah, grant us shahada on our tongues when you take us away, and make it easy for us the day we are buried, Ya Allah. The day we will be left in the graveyards, Ya Allah, with our family members going back, Ya Allah. You keep our deeds with us, Ya Allah, and let there be benefit for us on that day, Ya Allah. You help us, Ya Allah. You make it easy the day the angels ask us questions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the grave, in the darkness of the grave, Ya Allah, you lighten it up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept from us every word that we have read, Ya Allah. And we ask you on this day to ease the suffering of every person suffering on the globe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us has different things we'd like to ask you tonight, Ya Allah. You know exactly what we want, Ya Allah. Grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know everyone's need without us even uttering it, Ya Allah. Grant it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know every difficulty that everyone is going through, Ya Allah. Create ease in everyone's situation in a way that is befitting to them, Ya Allah. Those in debt, Ya Allah, help them pay back their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering lack of sustenance, Ya Allah, you provide for them. You are the owner of sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have no barakah in their sustenance, Ya Allah, you bless them, Ya Allah. Strengthen them so that they can obey your commands, and we can obey your commands too. Strengthen us as well, Ya Allah, and grant us all barakah and blessings in our sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the women of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them so they can dress appropriately, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen them so they can put scarves on their heads, Ya Allah. They can dress with loose clothes, Ya Allah, for your sake, covering their bodies, Ya Allah. And have mercy on them. Open their doors, Ya Allah. Strengthen them, Ya Allah. They are our sisters, Ya Allah. They are your creatures, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open their doors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard the menfolk of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the men eradicate their bad habits. Ya Allah, help them to dress appropriately. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help all those on drugs to leave that habit. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we promise you we will not go back to any bad habits we have. Ya Allah, knowingly we will not do that. Ya Allah, so help us not to do it. Ya Allah, strengthen us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us good company. Ya Allah, make us from those, Ya Allah, who fulfill our 5 salah a day for your sake. Ya Allah, you've given us such a blessed month. Ya Allah, we don't know if we're going to see another month like this. Ya Allah, open our doors. Ya Allah, help us be regular and steadfast to get up for Salatul Fajr. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have read so much salah for you. Accept it from us, Ya Allah, and make it easy for us, Ya Allah, throughout the year. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help us to eat halal in this time when we don't even know sometimes what is halal and haram. Ya Allah, help us, protect us from putting haram into our mouths. Ya Allah, protect us from interest, protect us from gambling. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us from the nightlife and the clubs. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us from any form of your anger. Ya Allah, we don't want your anger. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, never roast us in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, never roast us in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we will never be able to even bear even a second in the fire. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, write our name tonight from amongst those who are free from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, write our names from amongst those who are free from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us Jannah without reckoning. Ya Allah, if you are to take account of our deeds, we are too embarrassed of what we've done. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are too embarrassed what we have done. Ya Allah, don't look at our deeds. Ya Allah, forgive us without reckoning. Ya Allah, forgive us without reckoning. Ya Allah, forgive us without reckoning. Ya Allah, tonight you forgive so many people. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, grant us Jannah without hisab, without kitab. Protect us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, join our families with us. Ya Allah, join all our ummah with us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, his concern was his ummah. Ya Allah, we are part of that ummah. Ya Allah, unite us. Ya Allah, unite the ulama. Ya Allah, unite the members of this ummah. Ya Allah, help us love one another solely because we share the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we ask you tonight. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you tonight. Ya Allah, to make us from those whom you have accepted. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the magicians of Musa alayhi salam prostrated once and you forgave them. We prostrate every day. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, the magicians prostrated once for you. Ya Allah, you forgave them. Ya Allah, we prostrate every day. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, accept our prostration. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have never, ever, ever made sujood to anyone but you. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we have never worshipped anyone but you. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the most generous. We are pleading with you. Ya Allah, we know you are generous. Ya Allah, you are the most generous, and we are asking the most generous. Ya Allah, we know you will grant us. Ya Allah, we've raised our hands for you. Ya Allah, amongst us there are men, there are women, there are the old, there are the young, there are the sickly. Ya Allah, there are the healthy. Ya Allah, we know you will answer our dua. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you to protect the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have had a beautiful blessed month. Ya Allah, accept it from us. Ya Allah, grant us sincerity in our deeds. Ya Allah, strengthen us so we can change our lives to please you. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, strengthen us so we can change our lives to please you. Ya Allah, we know that this worldly life is a few years. Ya Allah, we know that no matter how healthy we are today, we have to die today or tomorrow. Ya Allah, we know that no matter how wealthy we are, we still have to return to you, Ya Allah. So help us become conscious of it and prepare for the day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us be steadfast. Ya Allah, help us substitute the music we have with the Quran. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help us substitute that which is detrimental for our spirituality with that which is beneficial. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you all the goodness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you, and we seek protection from all the evil that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from. Antal musta'an, alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك وبك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
اقرأ كتاب الله ترق جنانه وتن العظيم الأجر والغفران رتله روي القلب من نفحاته كالماء يروي لهفة العطشان
The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessing from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
D&D Mufflers have been serving our community for many years with great work and dedicated service. Drop by and visit with them if you need exhaust or muffler repairs, from tailpipe to having the complete exhaust system replaced. D&D Muffler, 15 Crockford Boulevard, Unit No. 4 in Scarborough, Warden and Lawrence, 416-755-7470. The management and staff of D&D Muffler would like to say thank you to all the frontline workers for their sacrifice, dedication, and hard work during these difficult times. D&D Muffler, 416-755-7470.
Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact, you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129, Bell 583, and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app and of course eAwaz TV every Sunday morning 9 to 10.
This is Shabnam Radio. Richard Aziz keeping you company. And again, we continue with a special segment brought to you by the Sunnatul Jamaat at 347 Danforth Road. Phone number 416-690-2898. To reach anybody at the Jamaat right now, you can call them now. But the sheriff and his team, they're there every day. 416-690-2298. Well, we continue with another beautiful item here. Compliments our friends at the Sunnatul Jamaat. Ashiq Al Rasool. Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah.
Allah.
Glory to
Rahman, Ya Rahim. Every atom striking Allah, Allah. Angels praising Allah, Allah. Birds singing Allah, Allah. Winds whistling Allah, Allah. We bear witness Allah, Allah. At dawn and dusk, Allah, Allah. Every moment of our lives, Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah.
Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah, Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah. Day and night we try to remember Him. Day and night we try to remember Him. Every moment of our lives, Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah.
You are the master. Existence to you will return one day when nothing remains except for you. We are beggars knocking at your door. Grant us your mercy and favors. In need of your blessings and protection. Provide us with your sustenance. We plead through Muhammad al-Mustafa to be of those with happiness on the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. Every beat of my heart says Allah.
Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah, Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah. Day and night we try to remember Him. Day and night we try to remember Him. Every moment of our lives, Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah, Allah. Every breath of my soul sings Allah. Day and night we try to remember Him. Day and night we try to remember Him. Every moment of our lives, Allah, Allah. Every beat of my heart says Allah.
The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessings from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
D&D Mufflers have been serving our community for many years with great work and dedicated service. Drop by and visit with them if you need exhaust or muffler repairs, from tailpipe to having the complete exhaust system replaced. D&D Muffler, 15 Crockford Boulevard, Unit No. 4 in Scarborough, Warden and Lawrence, 416-755-7470. The management and staff of D&D Muffler would like to say thank you to all the frontline workers for their sacrifice, dedication, and hard work during these difficult times. D&D Muffler, 416-755-7470.
Thank you to the Sunnatul Jamaat, a beautiful segment indeed, and we had so many callers on it. Thank you for responding. Thank you very much. As we continue the program, yet to come is our president of the Tariq Islamic Center, Harun Salamat, will be joining me shortly. Hey, you remember this one? Anybody remember the name of the film? This one is from 416-620-1778. The name of the movie, 416-620-1778. Let's see if we still have some movie goers out there that remember the film. 416-620-1770. And who we have on the line? Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sorry?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you know the name of the film?
I remember. It's Noggin.
It is indeed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard. How are you? It's Gurmeet Singh.
Hi, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How's everybody with you?
So far, alhamdulillah. So far, alhamdulillah.
Very good. This song is from Noggin.
Beauty. You remember the, every single song on that one was beautiful, don't you think?
That's an old movie, very old movie.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. Richard.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank all the frontliners.
Yes.
And my hats off to everyone, doctors, nurses, and all the people working in the hospital. And whoever is fighting with the disease.
Yes, brother.
COVID-19. And we bless our Prime Minister, Prime Minister Trudeau. He's really brilliant, Jesus. I tell you, he comes every day on the radio, television, and he's giving us a very good news every day. We pray for his long life.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Whenever you get chance, can you play Mukesh?
Of course. Of course. Hi, who we have on the line? Hello? Yes, indeed. From the film Noggin, an old one. Let's take you back down memory lanes with another beautiful oldie.
Jab jab bahar aayi aur phool muskuraye mujhe tum yaad aaye mujhe tum yaad aaye. जब जब बहार आई और फूल मुस्कुराए मुझे तुम याद आए मुझे तुम याद आए. जब जब भी चांद निकला और तारे जगमगाए मुझे तुम याद आए मुझे तुम याद आए. हर
हर एक सुर सजाया हो जब जब मेरे तराने दुनिया ने गुनगुनाए मुझे तुम याद आए मुझे तुम याद आए.
You're listening to 770 WTOR and www.shabnamradio.com. As promised, we now have on the telephone lines the president of the Toronto and Region Islamic Congregation, our brother Haroon Salamat. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalamatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How is the Ramadan so far?
Alhamdulillah, it's going along very well. It's a little different from what we are accustomed to, but people are making the best of it under the circumstances with the coronavirus and people being shut in. There's no Taraweeh, which is a really important part of the Ramadan climate. And we find that people are trying to make do at home, do the Taraweeh at home with their families and so on. But usually at this time of the year, we gather at the mosque and we break fast together in large groups of 500-600 people usually at the Tariq Center. And then after which they go down to the prayer hall and pray the Isha prayer and the Taraweeh prayer. Taraweeh prayer is a special prayer which is 20 cycles or 20 rakat. And it's usually a month in which we recite the entire Quran, 1/30th part each night of the 30 nights. And this is absent this year, unfortunately, so people are feeling a bit lost and disappointed and, depressed. But alhamdulillah, we make the best use of it.
And I think this might be one of the first time that the Qori is not at the Tariq Islamic Center. That's something everybody used to look forward to.
Exactly. The Qoris would come from Libya. Sheikh Muafak would come and he would recite for us. And also Qari Muhammad. Now, Qari Muhammad is with us right now, alhamdulillah. And what we are doing is trying to make the best of a bad situation. So what he does is to recite one juz or 1/30th part of the Quran every evening from 6:15 to about 7:15, 7:30, depending on how long it is. And he does this on Zoom. For those who wish to join in, please do so. Yeah, you can get the link from our website. It will tell you exactly where to go, and if you're familiar with Zoom, and you can tune in using your laptop or your iPad or even your phone, and you can listen to him recite one juz every evening. And for those who know how to read Arabic, you can follow in the script of the Arabic Quran. Or if you can't read the Arabic, then there is the Quran with the transliteration, and you can follow along with him. So this is the next best thing, and people are doing this, and alhamdulillah, they're finding it fulfilling under the circumstances.
Well, I know, I mean, you would agree that while it wasn't avoidable, and we were expecting a pandemic like this either sooner or later, but I think the world is sort of equipped for it as far as communicating with congregations. And I think there are much more big companies getting involved now to make sure that we can still continue worshiping maybe in a different way, but in congregation via the technology available.
Exactly. We're doing the best we can with this, under the circumstances and using modern technology. And Sheikh Imran usually also comes in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon every day. And he speaks for about half an hour on the verses that are going to be recited in the evening. He tells you what it's about and so on. And then also we get together at 8 o'clock, 8 to 8:30, with a short talk by Sheikh Imran. And it's called Comfort in Crisis. And he tries to just give us some upbeat messages for that period of time, just before the Adhan is called to break the fast. So anyone who wishes to join us and can get the information from our website, tariq.org. It's a very simple name, T-A-R-I-C, tariq.org. And you can get on the website all the information pertaining to the activities that are taking place during this month under these dire circumstances under which we are living right now.
Well, you know, the other thing, brother, I've been trying to afford some airtime so we can reach out to the community and to each Jamaat, their respective community, because when we make an appeal and ask people to contribute to the masjid, I just wanted the general public to get a sense of understanding what it is. Not only the masjid, like every other faith-based organization, needs the support of its members and financing to fund the opening and closing of these places of worship, but the masjid do a unique thing in which they facilitate and accommodate the funds available to the less fortunate that you collect and distribute. Tell us a little bit of what the masjid is doing in these times to gather that money for the less fortunate, how they're dispersing it, and what the listeners can do to help support their regular Jamaat.
Well, during the entire year, there are poor people in our community and they need help, regardless of whether it's Ramadan or not. But during Ramadan, it's a time when people are more conscious of their needs, the needs of the community. And so many people use the opportunity and the more closeness to God to donate during this period of time. I would say most mosques probably receive more than 50% of their donations during the month of Ramadan. But that money is spent during the entire year, because during December and January and February, when you're not giving as much, there are still people out there who need money to survive, to pay their rent, to buy food for their families, to buy clothing and shelter. So this money we get is distributed to people who are on our list of recipients. And so during the entire year, every month, they come to the masjid and we give them a donation or a part of the donation of that we have received. And we encourage you to do not forget that because Ramadan is here and you're not seeing each other, the need of those people are still very, very dire and they still need a handout. In addition to that, there is one more thing I need to mention, and you hinted at it. It's called the fitra. Everybody who fasts during the month of Ramadan must pay the fitra, which is $10 per person for each member of your household. And this money goes towards assisting those same poor people in enjoying the day of Eid. So when everybody is having new clothes and getting new gifts and friends are bringing things over, there are poor people out there who have nothing and are depending on this fitra for their money to buy simple little gifts for children who, like everybody else, needs to enjoy this one day of the year when we celebrate the Eid al-Fitr. Now, usually in the culture of Islam, when you go to the mosque on Eid day to pray, you usually hand over your fitra. But this year, because there's not going to be any Eid, these people need to find another outlet for making sure that the money does get to those poor people. So we have a drop box at the masjid now, a secure drop box on the outside. And anybody who is passing by can just drop their donations in there, their fitra in there, and it gets to us. And we make sure it's distributed to the people who need it. In addition to that, we have set up an e-transfer link. That's an interact e-transfer. And it's extremely simple. All you need to remember is the password or the... is the email address, actually. Mm-hmm. The email address. And the email address is deposits, D-E-P-O-S-I-T with an S, deposits, at tariq.org. And once you go online, those who do online banking, once you have that name, the money goes directly into our account within minutes, and there is no charge to you or to us. So it's one of the safest and fastest and the most convenient way of paying your fitra. So I'm encouraging people to think about it. Do it. And you have to do this gift of fitra before you pray your Eid prayer. Now, since we're not going to be praying our Eid prayer, we have to assume that there's a certain time before noon on the day of Eid when it should be paid. it is said that your fasting is suspended until such time as the fitra is paid. And as I said, it's $10 per person for each member of your household. So if there's a husband and a wife and two children, that's $40. And it has to be paid before noon on the day of Eid. So inshallah, we hope people remember this. It's a commitment that we all have to make. And although it's inconvenient, it has to be done, inshallah. So we are encouraging people to do that. And send your fitra over to us so we can send it over to those who really need it, inshallah.
Well, thank you very, very much, Brother Harun. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, let me, if I'm not talking to you again before the day of Eid, which is assumed to be the 24th of this month, let me wish Eid Mubarak to all your Muslim listeners and hope, inshallah, that we in future would be able to greet each other personally and not at arm's length as we are doing now, inshallah. So, and to you, Richard, we also wish you Eid Mubarak and all the best to you and your program. You're doing a really great job of keeping the community together. So keep on doing it, and we look forward to talking to you again, inshallah.
Well, we hope inshallah next week, because we're doing our Eid special, and we always love to hear from you. And of course, what we're trying to do is allow this program for the next leading up to Eid that we would dedicate it to the community, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, so they could get the word out. And I think you did an excellent job in explaining. So when we ask for support for the masjid, it's not only to keep the lights on, but of course to keep those who depend on the help from the Jamaat, from the community, to be facilitated through the Jamaat and through the organization like Tariq. Again, deposit with an S at Tariq website at Tariq. That's .com or .org?
No, .org.
.org.
Yeah, Tariq.org, org for organization.
Right, and again, you'll find more information on the website. So please take a look, and the physical drop-off box is at 99 Beverly Hill Drive in North York. So thank you very much, Brother Harun Salamat, and enjoy, and I hope that Allah reward us all, and we look forward to the blessed month of Laila, the day of the night of Lailatul Qadr. And when tentatively you're looking at Eid?
Eid will be on the 24th, and I think most likely everybody will be celebrating on the same day.
For the first time, we hope.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Richard. And keep on doing the good work that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Brother Harun. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That's the president of the Tariq Islamic Center, Harun Salamat. Always a pleasure chatting with him. And we continue with the program. Again, please, wherever your masjid might be, and for the non-Muslims, wherever your temples, churches, or places of worship, and you could afford it, please drop by and visit with them with a small donation. Every little bit would help to continue to keep the structure going and keep the organization alive. And again, Brother Harun explained the importance of paying your fitra. And as a Muslim, you would know. So please, to get it off as soon as possible, visit your local Jamaat. And the Tariq Islamic, again, they make it easy. Deposit at tariq.org. And you can do that very easily. We're coming back after a short commercial break, so stay with us. And again, thank you for listening. The lines remain open at 416-620-1778. Anyone would like to call and share any community announcement, we'd love to hear from you.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Pacan, La Pacan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate with La Pacan.